My name is Christy Imathan. I am 22 years old. Today is April 10th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Jerry Imathan, who is my father, and we are recording this interview in Lenexa, Kansas. Okay, so tell me the story of how you met Mom.
I met your mom when I was coming back to school for my second year of vet school. I was sitting on the pathology dock, of all places, and she and another young lady and walked by and, said hi to each other. And we were then introduced by some mutual friends of ours. She was a freshman and I was a sophomore, and it was history from there.
Cool. When did you realize you wanted to be together as a couple?
Very quickly. We were engaged in a ridiculously short period of time, like 6 or 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't tell anybody we were engaged. We didn't have a ring, but we had decided we were going to get married, but we thought we might just be, being infatuated, right. Just being silly, and so we had a long engagement, like a year and a half. Engagement, but we were we decided we were gonna marry each other really fast.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Oh wow. Describe your marriage proposal.
Oh gosh, this should be like something that really stands out in my mind. I know I was down on one knee. I know I was in the trailer that your mom lived in at the time. Mm-hmm. We were in the living room. The old couch was sitting there, and we were sitting on the couch, and it was the evening, but I can't really remember anything other than I think I just asked her if she would marry me, and she said yes. And
yeah.
Again, at that point, we had kind of thought we were going to do that anyway, so yeah. It was certainly nothing like the stuff that they do now, where it's like, all these big things. So
it was more just relaxed.
One knee, will you marry me? And mm-hmm. She said yes, and off we went.
Yeah, you were pretty confident she would say yes then.
Yes.
Can you tell me about your wedding day?
Wedding day. I was staying at a motel. Your mom, we're in Springfield, which is where Mama is from. Mm-hmm. And myself and my brother, and we were just kind of nervous getting ready and getting everything all together. It was really, really hot. Middle of July, it was over 100 degrees, so it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I remember probably, I've always said that was the happiest day of my life. My face hurt because I smiled so much. Aww. All day long. And so, we had the ceremony, which we forgot to blow out the unity candles on either side and just leave the one lit. There were still three lit up there, so mm-hmm. I guess maybe that's one for each daughter. I don't know,
Aww.
And we were supposed to have a young priest, but we ended up with a really, 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 really old priest. but he was very good. I think he said something to the effect of, I hope this day is the worst day of the rest of your life, which means every day
it
would be
better.
It gets
better, yeah.
And the reception was very small. I think in Springfield they call them cake and punch. And so, there were people there from St. Louis, which is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just cake. And I think we had some pop. I think we had a keg of beer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, again, it was really, really simple. There was not much to it. Sat around there for a while. Somebody decorated the truck. And we took off. We spent our marriage or wedding night in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, but we had to drive all the way across the southern part of Missouri from the west to the east. There's not very big roads.
Oh.
I think we had supper. I can't remember the name of the small Willow Springs. And people were all yelling stuff because we had all the stuff all over the car.
Yeah.
So they were, saying stuff. So it was fun, and it wouldn't have mattered where we went. We could have gone to the most exotic location. We could have gone to Poplar Bluff. It was just, it was not where we were, it was who we were with. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you guys go on a honeymoon then?
We did.
Okay, what was
we
that?
We went to Lake Barkley in Kentucky. Again, it's not a high spot by any means. We had a little cabin and went out. I think we had our first fight on our honeymoon.
Oh.
Because I think I did something. I walked across her. We went golfing, and I think I walked across her putting line, or I was telling her how I would putt. I don't know. There was something we that we got irritated with each other's, you know, so very first thing. But overall, it was good. We fished a little. We paddled around in a boat and swam in the pool and, you know, just in general had a good time.
So from the time that you met her to the time that you guys got married, how much time was, like, in between there?
It's about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, let's see. We met in August of 81, that would have had them in, and we got married in July, so 2 years.
Wow, that's crazy. What was your first impression of her?
Apparently, I must have thought she was pretty cute because, you know, it was one of those, it was really almost disgusting how, I mean, every spare minute we'd want to spend with each other, you know? And I would write little notes and I would put her on the windshield of her car. I would do, you know, put different things. And with her being a freshman and me being a sophomore, I could help her study and help her do some things. Yeah. When you're a freshman, you get a box of bones. It's a whole skeleton so you can study.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her dog's chewed up the box of bones. And so I helped her boil down a new skeleton, which... That was the punishment if your dog destroys your skeleton.
Like a real skeleton? You had to boil it down?
Dog skeleton.
Yeah. Oh, dog. Oh, right, because you're a veterinarian.
Right. Yeah. So my first impression of her, you know, I was just infatuated, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't think anything else. Oz wanted to be around her. And I guess that's why we decided to get married pretty quickly.
Makes sense. What are the most important lessons you've learned from your wife?
Patience is a virtue that I don't possess, but she possesses a whole lot more.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably one of the biggest things that I've learned from her. It's always one of those things where you never want to go. I don't know if she taught me this, but you don't want to go to bed mad. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever problems you got, resolve them before you go to bed that night, you know, mm-hmm. seems to get rid of that. I don't know, you know, I'm trying to think of anything else. Probably patience is
big.
What I'm still trying to learn.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about your happiest moments together, some of them?
Well, one would be the wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
The honeymoon was good, but it was not like standout. Every time a child was born, that was always a big time, you know, where we would really and really the whole pregnancy for me was kind of fun, you know, kind of just seeing the development and, you know, all those things and feel the baby kicking. So it was mostly related to times together. So I would say kids and wedding day. Every day is an okay, you know, it's not like we're ooey gooey anymore, but mm-hmm. it's just fun having her around and we're friends as well as, you know, being married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a side question. So I was born in Leawood, right? And then,
mm-hmm.
and then where were Kylie and Katie born?
Kylie was born in Naperville, Illinois at Edward Hospital. Katie was in Shawnee Mission Medical Center. So she was in Shawnee, I think it is mm-hmm. still there. And you were, I think it's Leawood, but
I think it is Leawood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Menorah didn't impress me very much.
I know.
So.
How has been, like, moving around, like, the country together?
It's okay. Fun. When you're young, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like moving because it's very disruptive. You know, it's just not my favorite thing to do, packing everything.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, again, especially when you're young, it's fun. And really even... When we found this place again, it was fun. You know, you have a vision of what you know the future's going to be, and you know the kids and the stuff that we've got here. You know, we thought everybody would like. You were a little mm-hmm. bit afraid of the trains,
right? I've really gotten used to it.
really didn't like that very much, but yeah. So moving has always been a positive.
Good.
Yeah.
What did you guys do before, like, all of the kids were born? Like, what did you guys do together for fun?
We played softball.
Oh.
This is when we were up in Springfield. It was either, there was the girls' teams and there was boys' teams. And so Mom was on the girls' team. And this was associated with the church, the parish we were in up there.
Mm-hmm.
We played softball. I umpired softball. We would go downtown. Go down to Chinatown or go to Greektown. This is up in Chicago when we were up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, see, we, before, so Kylie was born while we were up there, so it was just really, it was the time when we were first married, we actually lived in separate cities because mom was still in school and I had graduated. Mm. And so I would have to go home on weekends and see her. Went on a fun interview trip where we interviewed a bunch of different vet hospitals across the Northeast, up in Connecticut and Delaware and things like that.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it was kind of fun. So mostly it was just, I had a small little group of friends up there. She had friends from her work. I had friends from my work. Uncle Phil was one of those. Yeah. And, you know,
What are the keys to a strong relationship?
Selflessness, as best you can, you know. You always consider the other person before you consider yourself. It's very easy to say. It's much harder to practice because I think people, as a rule, are selfish and we want to see things what we want to see. And, you know, if you start to turn the situation around, if you can stand on the other person's side of the conversation, it is very enlightening sometimes as to what you see in yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that in openness and the ability to forgive, even if the other person doesn't say they're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can read the words "I'm sorry" may never come out of somebody's mouth, you know, but the body language and, you know, the interactions are such that you can tell that there's, you know, either forgiveness on their part or on your part. So the ability to forgive is also big.
Yeah. And when you and mom do get into, like, disagreements or arguments, how have you found is the best way to get through that, just you two personally?
Mom's very forgiving, so she will, you know, she just blows, I think more, she just blows it off.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I've noticed that, yeah.
Just goes on her way. I have a tendency to brood about things for a little while. Don't say anything, you know, I'll be very, very quiet. But again, as I start to put myself where I'm looking at my actions and my words, you know, and you can see. So I forgot the question now, but
just like how you deal with like conflicts, like
You know, so usually I end up apologizing because, when it came to conflicts in regard to like raising kids and you know, should we get this or should we get that or you know, should we get red or blue?
Uh-huh.
If she's got really strong feelings, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. You make the choice, and same way with me, you know, be willing to give up that power, so to speak, to the other person.
Yeah. I don't think you guys ever really disagree or argue about anything significant, so usually it's okay if you just kind of...
Right, like there is really... Right, we think so much alike.
Yeah.
We share really very, very common values is what we share, so usually it's just minor stupid things.
Yeah, which is funny because your values are so the same, but, like, your personalities are so different. Like, she's just so quiet and introverted, and, like, you're so, like, the opposite.
Right.
And so it's crazy that it works so well because of, like, your guys' values and beliefs, even though it's not exactly the same on, like, the surface level.
Right. Well, you know, and for us, it's our faith is something that that's where we get our values from, you know. And it's a kind of a common upbringing. I mean, she was raised by blue-collar people. I was raised by blue-collar people, you know. We were blessed to have, you know, a good family. She had a great mom and dad, you know. I had a great mom and dad, you know. And so there was no trauma, you know, where there's divorce or death or you know, alcoholism or drug abuse or people abuse. I mean, there's just, her family life was so stable and mine was so stable that there was really nothing to work through because we had no baggage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's great. When did you know she was the one? So I feel like we kind of answered this.
Yeah, we did. But... That was, you know, for me, it was, again, it was pretty early on. It was just one of those things where I was like, okay, I can't be without you, so you got to be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And we kind of answered this one, too, just lessons you've learned from your relationship. What would you say that you've learned about, like, would you say your relationship got harder after having kids, or you guys got closer because of it?
I would have to say we got closer because of it. Mm-hmm. Because again, you know, she was not abusive to the kids. I was not abusive to the kids. So there was nothing that we really had. Again, we kind of had a shared vision for what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know, she obviously pulled her weight, especially with newborns, because she breastfed everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's the middle of the night and she was done breastfeeding, guess who got the baby? And she went back to sleep, you mm-hmm. know. So, again, shared responsibility, shared values, shared vision mm-hmm. Of what you want the kids to do and how you want the kids to act. Again, it was just so easy because it was, we are so alike in that regard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty good then.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was looking over here going, okay, I still see like...
Yeah, there you can do up to 45 minutes, but okay. I thought I had a question earlier, but... How do you see, like, the rest of your guys' relationship going? Since I'm going to be graduated soon.
Right. Oh, it'll be fun. Yeah. I can't wait to, you know, again, we have always enjoyed just being around each other. It's not like it was, you know, years ago when we were first met. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think it'll be fun. It's fun to go to the farm together. It's yeah. fun to go sit up there and fish. It's fun to... I'd like to travel with her a little bit, mm-hmm. you know. So I think it's just going to be, you know, she'll have her thing that she does, and I'll have my stuff that I do, yep. you know. But when we do things together, it'll be good.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know, you're going to hear that through that whole.